Now, there's lots of talk over the weekend of people having to wait for 6 hours on the tarmac in planes waiting to take off. But Simon Horton can, I gather, trump that with a 10-hour wait. Tell us about it, Simon.
It was a plane to Mumbai, and we got on, we boarded at about just before 10 o'clock, sometime before 10 o'clock.
This is on Saturday, yeah?
This was on Saturday morning. At a point, there was no snow, so as we sat down, then the snow started to come down as we were sitting down, sort of, you know, preparing to take off, or preparing to leave, anyway. And so we sat there, you know, as this kind of came down, and figured that we weren't going anywhere whilst it was snowing. And we were told that we had to wait, for a sort of a suitable time for the snow to stop and then sort of for us to kind of leave. And so we kind of waited for several hours before we were kind of giving an announcement of what was going to happen. And I think at that point, several hours went past, and the snow had stopped. We're told that it was actually turning to rain, so it was probably likely that we were going to be able to kind of take off. But then it was first instant was that we had the I think the de-icer came over, and I think there was a leak or something went wrong with the de-icer, so we weren't able to fly at that particular point, and we missed our slot. I think this was just after it started snowing. I think, sorry, it's a bit hazy because there were so many sort of moments. I think we thought we were about to take off, and then we didn't. And then I think we just basically just sat there for the next 9.5, 10 hours, with sort of intervals at 4 o'clock, at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, where we were told that we might be taken off, that there might be a possibility of getting a slot. And I think at one point that he explained that the de-icer had come out, but obviously after they'd been worked on the de-icer, we had to be taking off within half an hour. So anyway, this went on, as I said, for several hours. We had two captains, because one had to take over from the other because of the number of hours I think they were allowed to sort of be on the plane. And we were given assurances by both that we would, if we did not fly, we would be able to get on the next available plane and be put up in hotels. Anyway, that was the last assurance we got from the captain, as we were told to get off the plane at, I think it was just gone 7:30 in the evening.
Much longer than the flight itself would have taken.
Yeah, the flight to Mumbai was, I think, 8 hours. So yeah, we were given one meal at 10 o'clock. Well, just as we sat down at about 11 o'clock, we were given one meal, and that was the only hot meal we had all day, actually. And, I mean, they were given out sort of nuts and water and Coke and stuff, but, that was the only meal that we actually were allowed to have. I did ask at one point if they were going to serve anything else, because it was getting on a bit, and they said not until we actually take off, which obviously never happened, so we never got fed.
What was the atmosphere like on the plane?
Well, I think it was okay. I think everyone was, actually quite okay until, I think, later on when I think it was getting to about 4 or 5 o'clock, and the announcements were kind of very vague about kind of when we were going to take off. We actually asked if we could just get off the plane, and we were told if you want to get off the plane, then that was it. You weren't allowed back on the plane. So it was kind of like, you either forfeit the chance to fly to get off, or you just have to stay put. And so obviously most people, I think, actually stayed put, thinking that there always might be a hope that we could take off at some point. And then the announcement came quite out of the blue, and it was quite kind of sudden. It was like, right, everyone has to leave now, terminal's shut, terminal's closed for good. If you get your bags, we will, we'll make hotels available to you, and we'll get your next available flight. Which is interesting, because we did go down to the baggage area, which was absolute chaos, absolute mayhem, and there was no one there to meet us, there was no one there to talk to us about what was going to happen, or even to sort of tell us where our bags were. So eventually we did find the carousel with our bags, and there was sort of a representative from JetAir, who we were flying with, and he was saying he was just passing on the message from his management, who was upstairs and didn't want to come down and talk to us, and saying is that we were basically on our own, and that they couldn't provide another plane for us, and if we would actually all leave. So it was a bit sudden, and we decided to actually kind of stay put as a group, because we felt that this was quite unfair, considering that the two captains actually had both sort of given us assurances that we would be able to fly again.